This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
This is RÚV English Radio. Hello, I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. Looking ahead to a couple of events taking place on Viðey Island, which, if you don't know the geography, is just very slightly off the coast of Reykjavik, the capital here in Iceland. And there are two events taking place in the next few days that I want to talk to Björk Bjarnadóttir about, because she's behind both of them. Stories being told on Viðey Island, and also a chance to start picking cumin, because it is ready to be picked. So, Björk, thanks very much for your time today. We're not actually on Viðey Island, but we thought we'd meet by the ocean nonetheless. We're down by Neutelsvik, the man-made beach with a view out towards Kópavogur. Is this somewhere you come a lot?
Well, sometimes when I want to, like, connect myself to the ocean, it's nice to come here and sit and watch the ocean.
Yeah,
very nice.
Right in the heart of the city, very close to the domestic airport as well, so it's easy to get to. But you will be on Saturday going across a different body of water out towards Viðey Island. So let's start with the folklore sessions, I guess. What's happening on Saturday?
Well, on Saturday, I'm having a little walk in the island, and I'm going to tell children and their parents and whoever comes with the children about the plants and folk tales linked to the ocean, folk tales linked to the oceans, and legends and folk tales that are linked to the plants. So I am an environmental ethnologist, so that means like I specialized in ethnology, but I have a master's degree in environmental science, and I always love to talk about nature.
Okay.
So my specialty is dragging out from the folktales all the old wisdom of the plants.
And is there a lot to tell? Is there a lot to tell about Viðey, for example?
Yeah, the Viðey is a very interesting place linked to both history of humans and nature. So there used to be a monastery there, but you can't see anything left of that, except the local names. So the history of the plants, is there lots of plants there, and especially the cumin, like you were talking about, or caraway.
Yes.
And Skúli Magnússon, fógeti, he was a man in 18th century, and he was one of the persons that started the industrial movement in Iceland.
Okay.
So he wanted to teach Icelanders how to take care of themselves without buying stuff from overseas.
Okay.
So one of the things he brought to Viðey was, of course, he got the house built and the church, Viðey og Stova and the church. And also he brought the plant to Viðey, caraway, they say. Either he got it from Fljótshlíð, that's about 3 hours drive from Reykjavik to the east, or somebody gave him the seeds. We don't know where he got it from, but there's lots of air traffic here now.
It's a very beautiful spot, but we are right next to the domestic airport. In fact, these are helicopters that are going above us at the moment. So when was Viðey Island last inhabited? Because I remember maybe 20 years ago being there for a meal at the restaurant that was on the island then. When did people last live there?
That's the thing. It was like there was a village there until about 1930 something. And they had lots of industry there linked to the ocean, like the fishing. Mm-hmm. And they called the company Miljónafélagið, or the company of the million, like the money, 1 million kronur.
Yes.
Because that was the founding money they were used to stop. They started the company with that. And it was all linked to fish, and fish like the bacalao, like salted cod, that they dried on the flat grounds on the east part of the islands. And there's not much you can see from the village, except they rebuilt the schoolhouse where the children used to go. And there are ruins of the old houses, but they took the whole houses and just moved them away from the island up on shore when the people left the island.
Okay.
But they used to have like 150 people, or approximately that, living on the island in a little village. And they had dairy, they had cows, they had sheep, horses, chickens. But now, no life, especially, except the birds are there And the people that come and visit, nobody is allowed to stay now in the island overnight.
Okay.
It's
okay.
One of the rules there.
So this will be happening during the day on Saturday, the first of the two events that we're talking about, and we'll also get into what's happening next week as well with the picking of the cumin. But if you want to go along to this, it's free of charge, but you've got to pay for the ferry. And you can buy tickets for that in advance at Elding, E-L-D-I-N-G, Punta Reis. Where does that ferry go from? It's been a long time since I was on it.
Yeah, it goes from Skarvabakki, down by the harbour, where most of the, like, where they have the, you know, huge ships.
Yes.
With all the tourists. And there's a small little ferry that takes you across. And it's just a nice little boat trip, like more than 5 minutes.
No, because it's not far, is it, Vivi Island? That's the thing.
It's not far. And when I take the people this Tuesday for karawai picking,
yes,
I will tell them about the history of the plant, the medicinal uses, how it came to the island, and how to pick it, how to dry the karawai, and then how to use it. So there's lots of uses of it. It's a medicinal plant. It's a plant you can eat. It's a plant you can, like, drink tea from. And it's very good for your gut. You can fix earaches with it. Like, if you bake a karawai bread, you cut it open.
Yes.
And then you put the hot bread next to your ear. And all the good things from the karawai and all the other things goes right into your ear and fix your aching ear.
Why? Do you know what? I wish, when I was a kid, if I'd known that that would have fixed my earache that I used to get, then I would have been straight on the plane here to see if that would work. So the two events on Saturday, that's the 17th of August, this coming Saturday, just after 1:15, you'll be sailing to Vithe Island, coming back around 3:30, so it's not a long day either, a couple of hours.
No, people can stay as long as they like. They just watch out for the ferry schedule.
And this is for adults and for children, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, both of them. Saturday. Like, on Saturday is for adults and for children, and I also really want to connect them back to the old legends, the old stories of the inhabitants of the ocean, the mermaids, the mermen, the little monsters.
Have you seen these creatures?
No, but I saw lots of drawings of them that the artists have been making. And then we have the oldest the oldest thing that we have in the ocean linked to the legends is Midgarsormur from the Norse mythology. Mm. That's the one that goes all around the oceans, all around the world, and he bites his own tail.
Yes, the Midgard serpent.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
yes,
him.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell them about how he was created and how Thor tried to fish it with a bull's head.
So that's all on Saturday, and
yes,
then the cumin picking takes place next Tuesday, which is the 20th of August, and you'll be heading out there a bit later in the day, around about 6 o'clock in the evening,
exactly,
and coming back around 9:30. The tales that you tell, the instruction that you give, that will be in Icelandic?
Icelandic, and if anybody arrives, everybody are welcome, even though I don't understand Icelandic, I can translate very quickly.
Okay.
And I will also have a helper with me. And if you come for the plant picking, karawai picking, it's very good to have a cloth bag to put the plants in, because that keeps them, like, dry. If you put plants in plastic bags, they get sweaty and it ruins them.
And people who pick the cumin, they can take it with them?
Yes, they can take it with them. And it's very nice, and there's lots of it now, even though the summer has been quite rainy.
So it is today as well, isn't it?
Cloudy today.
Yes.
But the karawai has been developing good. I've been watching it, and it's beautiful.
Okay.
And if it's not ready, the trick is just to cut it and let it dry at home, and then when it's brown, it's ready.
Are there other stories that perhaps you would like to tell at some point?
Yeah, there used to be, in the old, old days, there used to be a horrible monster living in the ocean. And he was with a red head. And the thing with that is, a long, long time ago, a man disappeared on an island. And he came back after 10 months to his home village in the south, close to Keflavik. And nobody knew where he was, and he didn't want to tell anybody. And then a few days later, they were in a church, and a very angry elf woman shows up, and she's carrying a child under her arm, and she says, "This is your child," and he denies. And then she says to him, "As you deny what you own, I will turn you into a monster that will only live in the ocean." And he had a red hat on his head, and suddenly he starts to change, and he changes into a horrible ocean monster, and he jumps into the ocean. And after that, he was hunting down ships here in Hvalfjörður. And they killed him. There was a magician and his three sons that chased that bad monster. He was called Rauðhöfði or Redhead. And they chased him out of Hvalfjörður all the way up to the mountains. Mm. And that's where he bore his bones. And to prove that is that still in Hvalfjörður, you can find remains of his skeleton. Whale bones from that monster called Rauðhöfði.
Well, there was a story that just came from nowhere. You carry all these stories around with you.
Yes, I love them and I read them and I never want to read story for people. I only want to tell them.
Yes, yes. Well, stories then to be told on Viðey Island on Saturday, the cumin to be picked next Tuesday as well. For now, but I hope we will speak again. Björk Bjarnadóttir, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to me.
And thank you for suggesting that we meet here to get a bit of fresh air down by Nautilsvik, which we might do a show on at some point, actually. Have you been out into the sea to swim here?
No, but I'm going to start after about 2 weeks. I'm going to get shoes and gloves and I'm going to throw myself in there with my friend. She's used to do it.
It's great fun. I've started doing it. I sort of, you know, about a year ago, I started to go into the cold pots in the pools. And then we've just been on a holiday driving around the Westfjords, driving around Vestfjörður. And there's a couple of places where you can step out into the sea. Kvamsvik, I think, is one place where you can wander into the sea and have a bit of a swim. So I really enjoy it now.
It's beautiful. Beautiful oceans here.
Even if it is only 11 degrees today.
I know, but it makes you feel so alive when you come up.
It really does. It really does. Thank you very much, Brooke. We'll talk again. Roof English Radio, I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. English at ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.